Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my second podcast of October 2023. Always interesting when you consider the fact that the year 2023 is slowly but surely fading to whatever it is years fade to. I guess they fade to black, just like everything else, right? They are no more. They cease to exist. Anyway, thank you for reaching my podcast. And my podcast is sponsored by two sponsors. As always, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, a novel, currently available as an ebook or as a paperback in various bookstores. Danny and the Corporate Ladder is a story of a friend, and it is the story of a guy that just is too good to be true, except the reality is Danny really is that good. Happy to say that I am actually doing the edits of the audiobook right now. There's a few changes that have to be made. It will likely be available in November or December of this year. So that's very exciting. I'm looking forward to that. I've listened to about a third of the book so far. And I just, the person that read the book is just amazing. I love their voice. Kind of a teaser, spoiler alert, it's coming, right? Anyway, the other sponsor is Creative Technology and Innovation, an organization designed to help companies make better decisions. Decisions are hard, decisions are critical, and one of the things that Creative Technology and Innovation does is help you make better decisions. And on that note, I'm going to dive into my Hub Pages thought and my thinking of this week. I've been on vacation for a week now, and I've kind of gotten my basement almost to the point where I can start finishing up the main office area. I'm down to the nubs of things that have to be found and put away. Everything's been found now. It's just the putting things away part that I have to kind of really focus on. But that's not really critical path long run. This week, what I'm really thinking about is this concept of machine intelligence and a personal digital assistant. Now, there was a great movie. I think the movie's name was Her, which was talking about a character who fell in love with a digital assistant. I'm not talking about that, right? I'm not talking about romantic engagement and entanglement in a romantic way. I'm actually talking about literally an assistant, a toolkit, a set of functions that will make your life easier. I know that, in most companies, as you move up the ladder in the organization, one of the big value props you get is you get an assistant. This would basically empower everybody with their own assistant. And there's a number of things about this that I think are going to be incredibly valuable. The first kind of critical consideration, the one that I've been kind of going through for me personally a lot, is the concept of utilizing the very framework within a large language model. So when you build a large language model, and there are a number out there, Llama and the OpenAI model, which is called Chat, or which is actually called GPT, and then they deliver a chat version on top of it, but Llama's one, and there's probably 25 or 30 others that are available right now. Most of those are easily open source that you can grab and utilize and consider and evaluate. Look, you can build it. You need some fairly serious processing power. You're not going to run it on a low-end laptop. You need to have some memory. You need to have a GPU. You need to have all the other component pieces. It's best run in the cloud simply because you can scale up and scale down as you need to. But the concept of a large language model underneath that is the concept of an expert system. And what you do with an expert system is you train the expert system on specific core data of a profession, right? So you'd have a medical expert system, you'd have a literary expert system, you'd have a playwright expert system, you'd have a police enforcement expert system, and each of these systems would be trained on the subset of the large language model that is focused on data for that specific profession. And I've been thinking about a number of professions and a number of expert systems that I think would be of value in building this Scott's Identifier application that I'm thinking about. And one of them, obviously would be, the higher sciences, right? I know that I use physics on occasion, in particular when you think about networks, one of the limits is the speed of light, right? Fiber optics can carry a lot of data, but the reality is there's still time, right? It still takes time. It takes 7 seconds for the sun's light to reach the earth from the sun, right? There's time, right? Distance equals time in the sense that any time you travel a distance, it's going to take time to traverse that distance. So, you know, you think about the physics of light all the time. How fast can I move data? How much data can I move? You know, what can I do to speed up the transmission of information, right? So I think about physics and mathematics a lot. Having a system that was there and able to quickly tell me, yeah, there's a formula for that, quit working so hard, would be a really good thing. And I introduce in my article, and there's a link to my article in the podcast notes as always, but one of the things that I introduced in the article, is this concept of a ride-along. I like police procedural shows. I've liked them for years. I like to watch them. I like to guess who did it long before the police on the show reveal who did it. But you know, part of that is understanding the concepts of what a procedural process is. And one of the things that the police often do is called a ride-along. Now, there's two kinds of ride-alongs, and I want to be really crisp and clear. I'm talking about a third kind that is not relevant to what the term technically is used to mean, right? The term technically in the world of police means that a human being gets into the back seat of a police car and rides along with the police. Now, in some cities, that human being is actually part of the police team. It's a social worker or a psychologist or somebody there, and they are sent in situations of domestic disputes and situations where the person has a mental illness or a disability or something that causes them to respond negatively to the world around them, that social worker rides along and is there to provide support. There's a third kind of ride along, and in this case, it's probably better described as an always-on application. So in this case, the digital assistant would always be on. Now, your digital assistant will announce its presence when you were in conferences and around other people. So everybody's digital assistant will announce that they are there, either by displaying a light or maybe making a dinging noise or something, right? There'll be some notification. And you can choose to turn off your personal digital assistant. I think that's a critical component of having a digital assistant, is the simple ability to turn it off, right? There are times when you're just going to say, I don't want you to listen. I don't want you to hear. I don't want you to be involved in what I'm doing. And it's critical path, right, that be true, right? If I turned it off, it's off. But the concept of the ride-along is where the application is monitoring you, right? Listening to what you're hearing, watching what you're seeing. And as things come up that you're not sure of or you're unclear about or they don't make sense to you, because it's in ride-along mode, the digital assistant can run out and grab that information for you, right? So for me, I'm thinking, you know, I'm sitting there trying to figure out network pathing. Well, yeah, the math kills you. The personal digital assistant just goes ahead and does it and lets you know what the answers are. Reminds me of high school geometry, where I often turned in my answers and they were correct, but my teacher didn't give me a good grade because I didn't show the work. But anyway, neither here nor there, right? In the professional world, we don't always have to show our work. So that's kind of my concept today, building on this concept of a personal digital assistant. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening to my rambling podcast.